In the Warren County Radio Bible School today, we're going to be looking at the Bible story of Gideon. It's an Old Testament story. He's one of the judges that God raised up to deliver Israel from their oppressors. And we read his story beginning in Genesis chapter 6. And the old Sunday school lesson that I'm looking at that is guiding us through these studies tells us that we ought to read Genesis chapter 6, verse 1, through chapter 7, verse 3. And that's what we'll be doing in just a moment. You know, the Bible tells these stories in the most eloquent and beautiful way. And one of the advantages of being a student in the Warren County Radio Bible School is the chance to hear these stories right out of the text of God's Word. In just a moment, I'm going to read from Judges chapter 6, I'll be reading out of the American Standard Version of 1901. And if you have the King James Version, you'll be able to follow along very closely as I read. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now let's look at our lesson text, Judges chapter 6. Beginning in verse 1. And the children of Israel did that which was evil in the sight of Jehovah. And Jehovah delivered them into the hand of Midian 7 years. And the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel. And because of Midian, the children of Israel made them the dens which are in the mountains, and the caves and the strongholds. And so it was, when Israel had sown, that the Midianites came up, the Amalekites and the children of the east, they came up against them, and they encamped against them, and destroyed the increase of the earth, till thou comest unto Gaza, and left no substance in Israel, neither sheep, nor ox, nor ass. For they came up with their cattle, and their tents, and they came in as locusts for multitude. Both they and their camels were without number, and they came into the land to destroy it. And Israel was brought very low, because of the Midianites, and the children of Israel cried unto Jehovah. Judges 6 and verse 7. And it came to pass, when the children of Israel cried unto Jehovah because of Midian, that Jehovah sent a prophet unto the children of Israel. And he said unto them, Thus saith Jehovah, the God of Israel, I brought you up out of Egypt, and brought you forth out of the house of bondage. And I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of all that oppress you, and drove them out from before you, and gave you their land. And I said unto you, I am Jehovah your God. Ye shall not fear the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell, but ye have not hearkened unto my voice. Judges chapter 6 and verse 11. And the angel of the Jehovah came and sat under the oak which was in Ophrah, that pertained to Joash the Abiezrite. And his son Gideon was beating out wheat in the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of Jehovah appeared unto him and said unto him, Jehovah is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if Jehovah is with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where are all his wondrous works which our father told us of, saying, Did not Jehovah bring us out from Egypt? But now Jehovah has cast us off and delivered us into the hand of Midian. And Jehovah looked upon him and said, Go in, this thy might, and save Israel from the hand of Midian. Have I not sent thee? And he said unto him, O Lord, Wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is the poorest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. And Jehovah said unto him, Surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. And he said unto him, If now I found favor in thy sight, then show me a sign that it is thou that talkest with me. Depart my hence, I pray thee, until I have come unto thee, and bring forth my present, and lay it before thee. And he said, I will tarry till thou come again. Judges 6 and verse 19. And Gideon went in, and made ready a kid and unleavened cakes of an ephah of meal. The flesh he put in a basket, and he put the broth in a pot, and brought it out to him under the oak, and presented it. And the angel of the Lord said unto him, Take the flesh and the unleavened cakes, and lay them upon this rock, and pour out the broth. And he did so. Then the angel of Jehovah put forth the end of his staff that was in his hand, and touched the flesh and the unleavened cakes. And there went up fire out of the rock, and consumed the flesh and the unleavened cakes, and the angel of the Lord departed out of his sight. And Gideon saw that he was the angel of Jehovah. And Gideon said, Alas, O Jehovah, forasmuch as I have seen the angel of Jehovah face to face. And Jehovah said unto him, Peace be unto thee, fear not, thou shalt not die. Then Gideon built an altar there unto Jehovah, and called it Jehovah Shalom. Unto this day it is yet in Ophrah of the Abiezrites. Judges 6 and verse 25. And it came to pass the same night that Jehovah said unto him, Take thy father's bullock, even the second bullock, 7 years old, and throw down the altar of Baal that thy father hath, and cut down the Asherah that is by it, and build an altar unto Jehovah thy God upon the top of the stronghold in the orderly manner, and take the second bullock, and offer a burnt offering with the wood of the Asherah which thou hast cut down. Then Gideon took 10 men of his servants, and did as Jehovah had spoken unto him. And it came to pass, because he feared his father's household and the men of the city, so that he could not do it by day, that he did it by night. Judges 6 and verse 28. And when the men of the city arose early in the morning, behold, the altar of Baal was broken down, and the Asherah was cut down that was by it, and the second bullock was offered upon the altar that was built. And they said one to another, Who hath done this thing? And when they inquired and asked, they said, Gideon, the son of Josh, hath done this thing. Then the men of the city said unto Joash, Bring out thy son, that he may die, because he hath broken down the altar of Baal, and because he hath cut down the Asherah that was by it. And Joash said unto all that stood against him, Will you contend for Baal, or will you save him? He that will contend for him, let him be put to death while it is yet morning. If he be a god, let him contend for himself, because one hath broken down his altar. Therefore, on that day, he called him Zerubbabel, that is, Let Baal contend against him, because he hath broken down his altar. Judges chapter 6 and verse 33. Then all the Midianites and the Amalekites and the children of the east assembled themselves together, and they passed over and encamped in the valley of Jezreel. But the Spirit of Jehovah came upon Gideon, and he blew a trumpet, and Abiezer was gathered together after him, and he sent messengers throughout all Manasseh, and also all that were gathered together after him, and he sent messengers unto Asher, and unto Zebulun, and unto Naphtali, and they came up to meet them. Judges 6 and verse 36. And Gideon said unto God, If thou wilt save Israel by my hand as thou hast spoken, behold, I will put a fleece of wool on the threshing floor. If there be dew on the fleece only, and it be dry upon all the ground, then shall I know that thou wilt save Israel by my hand as thou hast spoken. And it was so. For he rose up early on the morrow, and pressed the fleece together, and wrung the dew out of the fleece, a bowl full of water. And Gideon said unto God, Let not thine anger be kindled against me, and I will speak but this once. Let me make a trial, I pray thee, but this once with the fleece. Let it now be dry only upon the fleece, and upon all the ground let there be dew. And God did so that night, for it was dry upon the fleece only, and there was dew on all the ground. Judges chapter 7, verse 1. Then Zerubbabel, who is Gideon, and all the people that were with him rose up early and encamped beside the spring of Harod. And the camp of Midian was on the north side of them by the hill of Moreh in the valley. Judges 7, verse 2. And Jehovah said unto Gideon, The people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hand, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, Mine own hand has saved me. Now therefore proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, Whosoever is fearful and trembling, let him return and depart from Mount Gilead. And they returned of the people 22,000, and there remained 10,000. That was our Bible reading. Let me turn now to Elam's notes, and these are notes he prepared for Sunday schools to use on the Sunday schools of November the 28th, 1926. And if you paid attention to the reading, then you heard what we read about the angel of Jehovah. It says, Then the angel of Jehovah appeared under an oak to Ophrah, to Gideon. Now the name Gideon means feller or hewer. He was the son of Joash, a descendant of Abiezer of the tribe of Manasseh. He lived in Ophrah near Shechem. Zeba and Zalmunna, kings of Midian, slew Gideon's brothers at Tabor, who, like himself, resembled the children of a king. Judges 8, verses 18 and 19. At this time, Gideon had one son nearly grown. Judges 8 and verse 20. Afterward, he had, in all, 70 sons of his body begotten, for he had many wives. He also had a concubine at Shechem. While judges, doubtless, who bore him a son whose name was Abimelech. Judges 8, 30 and 31. When the angel appeared to him, he was beating out wheat in the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. Judges 6 and verse 11. The angel addressed him as a mighty man of valor and said, Jehovah is with thee. That which occurred between Gideon and the angel and between Gideon's father and the inhabitants of the city is recorded in Judges chapter 6. Tearing down his father's altar was a declaration of war on Gideon's part. And his name was changed to Zerubbabel, that is, let Baal contend. And that's when all the Midianites and Amalekites and children of the east assembled together, and they passed over and encamped in the valley of Jezreel. But the Spirit of Jehovah came upon Gideon, and he blew a trumpet, and Abiezer was gathered together after him. And he sent messengers throughout Manasseh, Asher, Zebulun, and Naphtali, and they all gathered after him. Gideon then made the proposition concerning the fleece, which God granted. Gideon was not skeptical, but he was humble, and he needed encouragement. Encouraged by the miracles of the previous chapter, Gideon and the people that were with him rose up early, and encamped at the spring of Harod, at the camp of Midian on the north side of them, in the hill of Moreh in the valley. By far, the most important of the inland plains is Esdraelon. And I'll read more about that in our next class.